Look, if you will, in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We've come to ordain Cody today. Today I want to talk about the importance of the church to God. The importance of the church to God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. He says, "Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace. We thank you for your church, not appreciated by all, hated by some, but loved by many. We thank you for that, Lord. It will always be that way. It has always been that way. But Lord, we thank you for those who do love your church, who want to see it grow and want to be the best it can be spiritually. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you to encourage us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Imagine, if you will, a gentleman who cooks day in after day, day after day after day, making soup for homeless. And not that that's not important, because that would be an important thing to do, but he does it day after day after day, year after year after year, he makes the same soup. And after a while, I'm sure to him, that would sort of become mundane. You know, I do the same thing day after day after day. But then imagine that same man gets a call from the White House and says, "A great king is coming from overseas, and we're going to have a huge meal at the White House, and we want you to be the one to prepare it." I imagine in that person's mind, all of a sudden, what seemed to be mundane and unimportant suddenly became important, because he's going to the White House. He's going to cook a meal for a great king. And I'm sure in that person's mind, they would take it much more seriously, because, hey, this is important. I'm sure if we were a large church, had a nice praise team up here of 50 people, I'm sure if we had a large church of 5,000 people, and we were on TV live every day of the week, I'm sure people would feel like, boy, this is important. What we're doing is just something wonderful. But believe me, I'm sure that because of human nature, that in itself would even become mundane. And you may look sometimes at a church and say, "We're just a small church." And you may look at different people, different things, or people out there may say, "It's just a church." But not to the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Lord Jesus Christ, the church is very important. Notice the first thing he says in verse 20, Christ is above all people and all things. He says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet. Christ is above all names, titles, ranks, levels, powers, jurisdiction, anyone in the universe. Christ has been lifted up above it all. One, because he is God. He is the eternal God. But also because he died for the sins of the world. And because he's been exalted on high. The Bible says he has put all things under his feet, which means that there is everyone in the Old Testament, when the king invited someone to come, he would be lifted up like this podium, and they would come and kneel at his feet, meaning they were submissive to him. And so in the scripture it says that Jesus Christ is above all people and all things, and all are under his feet. I remember in my first church, I was there, and I was there about 2 years, and because of having to go back to seminary to complete a couple of courses, I had to leave. And I remember feeling very bad. Hated to leave the church and go back to school, but I needed to. And I remember a couple of years later when I came back, I ran into a fellow who was pastoring the church then. And I said, oh, I'm so glad that you came to pastor the church, because I was really burdened for those people. Just a small country church, but I was really burdened for those people. I know they needed a shepherd. And I remember he looked at me like, well, yeah. He stayed a couple years, went on to another church, another church, and another church. I remember telling that to several pastors. You know, I was really burdened for my first church and really wanting them to keep on with the Lord and to serve the Lord. And they look at me like, well, yeah, it's a church. But you see, they hadn't had the privilege of sitting under Dr. Harold Burchett, who said the church is very precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it is big or whether it is small, it is very precious. And he'll tell you why in the next verse, verse 22. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Jesus Christ is now exalted in heaven, and he's the head of the church. I'm not the head of the church. I'm not the boss. The deacons are not the boss. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the one in charge. We're simply under shepherds for the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Lord, the church is precious because he's the head of it. He loves his people. Since he has a unique and intimate relationship with the redeemed whom he loves, all his power will be used in their behalf to fulfill his loving purpose for them. The Bible likens that the husband and the wife to Christ in his church. And it says that the husband then washes the wife with the word, teaches of the word. So Christ does the same with his church. He washes the church with his word. He brings the word and teaches them and instructs them. Ephesians 4 says that as he instructs them and each one grows in maturity, the church becomes more of what Christ intended because he's the head of it. But it is important to him because of verse 23. He says, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the body of Christ. And that, I don't believe, is just a figure of speech. I believe there's something very real to what the Bible says. Jesus Christ is the head, and he's given his spirit to come and live in each one of us and to live among us. And we are literally his body here on this earth, to him to minister through, for him to love the world through, for him to love one another through. This is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ that he loves and he cares about, he ministers to. As the head, he must have a body to manifest his glory. So in an amazing way, the Lord uses the church to manifest his glory. To many people, the church is not that important. And they look at this place and they go, well, it's just people. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's just people. Some people out in the world will tell you some things and criticize and say something bad about a person or say something bad about another person or say something else or say something that. People always do that. But very few of those who do that really understand the nature of the church. Jesus Christ loves his church because this is his body on the earth. He ministers through his church. He ministers through his family. The church is important to the Lord Jesus Christ. It may not be important to the church itself. The people in the church may not even care. But the Lord Jesus Christ loves his church. It is his body. He cares. He has chosen to display his incomparable majesty. We are guaranteed to come to glory in order that we might manifest his praise forever. In one sense, this is not entirely true, but in one sense, the Lord in heaven is fully God. He needs nothing, but he's incomplete until he brings his church home. The Bible likens him to the church, to the bride of Christ. If I went away for 2 or 3 years before I was married and someone said, well, don't worry, preacher, we'll look after your bride. We'll take good care of her. If she needs anything, we'll make sure we provide it. She can call us anytime, night or day. You know, when I come back, I'd appreciate those people for looking out after my bride. Well, that's what you're doing. as deacons. That's what you're doing just as people. That's what you're doing is just showing up. You're looking out after the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. To people, it just may be Boston Baptist Church with some hypocrites in it. To other people, it may just be a church. Not nothing to it. It's a beautiful building. They may not think much of it, but not Christ. To the Lord Jesus Christ, this is his body. This is his place. This is where he manifests himself. And not in some fantastic way, just by working through people. Dodd Burchett was a pastor in Rhode Island. And because there were no churches there, the Lord used him and blessed him, and he planted many churches there. And he said all the church growth people would want to come and say, man, we want to find out how did you do that? We want to find out. And he said they'd come to me and say, what was the address? We want to run up there and find out what you did. And Dr. Burchett would say to us in the class, they're not going to find nothing. All they're going to find is just ordinary people that love Jesus. It ain't going to be impressive to them. It ain't going to be something wonderful. It isn't something worldly. It's just ordinary, regular folks who live ordinary, regular lives, but they love Jesus. And they love his church. I tell you what, the church may not be important to people in our church. I know it is important to many in our church, but it may not be important to some, but it's important to Christ. So as a deacon or anyone in our church serving, you may look and say, oh my goodness, what are we doing? This is a hassle. Why are we going to put all this together? Whatever thing you do for the Lord, you're doing something for his church, for his family, for his bride, for his body. John Calvin said this: this is the highest honor of the church, that until he is united to us, the Son of God reckons himself in some measure incomplete. Until we are in his presence, Christ will then have completed the task he was given. It is called the marriage supper of the Lamb in eternity in Revelation, when the church gathers together, the great banquet with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Bible talks about the rapture, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming in the rapture to bring his church home, to bring his people home, to Jesus Christ sitting in heaven. We may be small in number. You may not enjoy. Say, well, preacher's sermon, that's okay today. But to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is precious. Because the word is preached. It is a legitimate place. Because the word is preached, people love one another. There are officers who look after it. We are not perfect. We're not everything we should be. There might even be a hypocrite here. But to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is his church, his family, and it is precious. No one can truly love God if they don't love his church. No one can. It is very important that you and I love the body of Christ. I wish you'd had the chance, and I say it often, to sit under Dr. Harold Burchett. My daddy was a pastor. I loved my home church. My daddy was there 10 years. I had the opportunity to go back and be interim pastor twice. My daddy never taught me anything but love for the church. My daddy told me later on things that happened, what people did, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that went on, because my daddy didn't come on and have roast member. He never said anything bad about anything. And I look back to my home church all those years ago. I went back and did a funeral. I see those people, and I'm telling you, I just love those folks. Even what my daddy told me about them, I just say, you know what? I had a good church experience. These people were just, many of them loved the Lord. They were gracious. They were kind. They still call me Little Timmy. Good to see Little Timmy here. It was a good experience. Dr. Burchett, when I got there, taught me and taught about how important the church was to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the more we sit there for 3 years, he kept it picking it up, picking it up, picking it up, picking it up. Till by the time I began the ministry, I went to this small little country church. But I considered myself the pastor for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I got up there Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and I preached the word to those people just like I'm preaching the word to you. And those people began to mold themselves and change, and God began to work. And there was one thing there was, I just loved this church. Why? Because it is the body of Christ. So when you're a deacon and you hear something negative, or you hear a complaint, or you have to get down here in the, you know, the mundane, oh, it's just mundane, you need to step back and remember what I am doing. I'm doing for the eternal God. I'm doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is his body. Imperfect as it may be, it's still his body. Until the Lord Jesus Christ says, I'm going to put that church on the shelf, it's still his church. It's still his family. It's still his place. And I encourage all of you. I wish you could just come to love the church. I love it. This letter was written. I love it. Someone came back this week to a meal and said, can I see the sanctuary? I grew up here. I said, yeah, you can. And they came in and they looked around and just said, Pastor, I was here when I was a little kid. I grew up and then left and said, oh my goodness, I just love this place. This place is so precious. It's so wonderful. And all she could say was, I just have such good, fond memories. And I want to say, amen. Amen. If the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't come back anytime soon, and 50, 100 years from now, and you and I are gone, I hope that some one of these young kids come back in and say, oh, I grew up here. This was my church. This was my family. This was my place. I want to encourage you, Cody, as you come to serve and come to be in office, it's just a simple thing. It's just sometimes a mundane thing. But it's a special thing to be a part of his church. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we thank you so much for your precious and wonderful church. We love you for it and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.